On the eve of the Iranian election, the White House released a statement calling it undemocratic because many aspiring candidates weren't allowed to run. Karim Sajapour is an analyst for the International Crisis Group in Tehran, and he says President Bush's statement gave a boost to the more anti-American candidate.
I talked to people who were at the voting booth who said that they had heard the U.S. statement and that, you know, they were coming out to support their country, and people who hadn't planned on voting prior. And I think one of the problems was the timing of the statement, which came on the eve of the election, and it kind of sparked this nationalistic reflex among some Iranians. And second, it was spun here in a way that really benefited the regime, meaning that Bush's statement, he talked about, you know, Iranians deserve the right to have live in a free society, in a democratic society, and have a free election. But it was spun here to the effect of, on state television that, you know, George Bush tells the Iranian people not to vote and that their votes has no worth. So I think it's difficult to say how many people, but at least some people reacted by going out and voting almost as a protest.
But just to be explicit about what is implicit in what you're saying, people did take note of what President Bush was saying about this. People were aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It was playing nonstop on state television. There was a picture of George Bush. And as I said, you know, I talked to people who went to the voting booths who actually didn't even have, they weren't even sure whom they were going to vote for. But they know they wanted to vote just to kind of show their national pride.
Some European commentators have invoked an analogy to describe the runoff in Iran. They say it recalls the French presidential runoff when Jacques Chirac, conservative, was pitted against Jean-Marie Le Pen, extreme rightist, and therefore ultimately there was no question about who would be elected, but there was really no great reformer in the race either.
Yeah,
true?
I mean, I've heard that comparison as well, and to an extent it holds true. I mean, a lot of people I know, they believe this is an election between bad and worse. You know, Rafsanjani is someone with a checkered history, and they're quite weary of him. But a lot of people who didn't choose to vote in the first round or voted for someone other than Rafsanjani in the first round, I think a lot of them might be compelled to vote in the second round against Ahmadinejad. So you may definitely see that phenomenon. Ahmadinejad is kind of a throwback to the early days of the revolution. And a lot of people are concerned, you know, if he were to come, that he would try to implement some of these social policies and there would be a crackdown on social issues. And they're quite concerned about this, enough so that they may choose to vote against him, vote for Mr. Rafsanjani.
How would you describe the economic context of this election? What do ordinary Iranians experience in their everyday lives?
Well, I think the economic issues played a huge role in the elections. I would argue that they played the largest role in the elections. I mean, you had a candidate like Ahmadinejad who was running on a populist platform. He was talking about subsidies and helping the poor and things like that. And definitely that did resonate among some of the lower-income communities. So to a large extent, I think that this was one of the reasons why, you know, Mr. Ahmadinejad finished second, that after 8 years, you know, of Mr. Khatami talking about democracy, I think there was a concern among voters that, you know, our biggest priority is the economy. And the candidate who, you know, was kind of the successor to Mr. Khatami, Dr. Moin, he was talking about human rights and democracy, things that are a priority for the Iranian people. But for a lot of people, it's not their first priority. The first priority is, you know, economic malaise and economic improvement.
Well, Mr. Sajapour, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Karim Sajapour, who's an analyst in Tehran for the International Crisis Group.